Sport is our religion. And here is Smithy's sermon.
So we here at SENZ are principally a sports station. We promote sport, highlight sport, moan about sport. We tend to stay away from the politics more by instruction than desire in some cases. But here's one it's pretty hard to ignore. Dolphins or boats? Nature or technology? Conservation or competition? Who exactly or what exactly has the right of way? SailGP is spectacular. It's fast, exciting, exhilarating. And if you're a yachty, that is. It's global too, which puts it on a very big stage. Sir Russell has come out swinging, often does, to be fair, but if he, in fact, was knowledgeable of a contract that included a dolphin clause, for want of a better term, he probably hasn't got a foil to stand on. The fact that day one was abandoned suggests that to be the case. Turned out to be a demolition derby on the water yesterday when they got the green light. No, not the F1 one in Melbourne. We're still talking SailGP here. But no one cares because the black foils won. No one got hurt thanks to Tom Slingsby's common sense, and the Dolphins live to disrupt another day. So where do you sit on this? Conservation or competition? The foil or flipper? Meanwhile, some serious trend bucking over the weekend as well. Top of the pops, the Blues finally regained a little bit of ownership of Eden Park off the Crusaders. There's still plenty to get back, mind you. They finally put their big boy shorts on and got it done. And the White Ferns, courtesy of the Big Three, yet again stole one back off and depleted England team in Nelson. But good on you, ladies. Now back it up again and again. And let's hope for the future some of your stuff is rubbing off onto the younger shoulders. But we'll take it for now. Small fish are sweet. And that, of course, leads us back to the Dolphins.